This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 7th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A mild morning across Israel today, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, the perfect conditions for those stepping out for their morning routines. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump pessimistic on Iran deal as Israel awaits U.S. green light to hit infrastructure, according to Ynet's report from an hour ago. Also, an Israeli strike killed 10 at a Gaza school shelter, prompting the WHO to halt evacuations. This report came in 5 hours ago via France 24. Also this hour, Iran's supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is reportedly unconscious in Qom. I-24 reported this 49 minutes ago. Separately, Gulf leaders told Trump there would be no ceasefire without addressing the Iranian threat, as reported by Israel Hayom 10 hours ago. And finally, 4 people died in a Haifa strike as Trump issued an ultimatum to Tehran. This was covered by JTA in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. An open-source intelligence analyst, OSINT613, shared a real image from Tehran just minutes ago. The Times of Israel noted earlier today that the UN is expected to vote on a watered-down Hormuz resolution. International correspondent Greg Karlstrom observed that Iran's latest diplomatic proposal hasn't changed much from previous attempts. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the growing tension between Israel and Iran, Trump expressed doubts about reaching a viable Iran deal. Israeli officials are ready to target Iranian infrastructure, focusing on energy and economic sites. This comes as Netanyahu pushes for tougher terms, intensifying regional tension. Turning to the tragic events in Gaza. An Israeli airstrike near a school sheltering displaced Palestinians claimed at least 10 lives. The World Health Organization has halted evacuations following the death of an aid worker. This act has escalated the humanitarian crisis in the region. Meanwhile, Iran's political landscape faces uncertainty as Mojtaba Khamenei is reportedly unconscious. An intelligence memo obtained by The Times suggests he is unable to govern amid ongoing challenges. The implications could affect Iran's internal stability and its foreign policy stance. In a related development, Gulf leaders demand action against Iranian threats before agreeing to a ceasefire. Trump's discussions with regional leaders, including Netanyahu, highlight the strategic challenge Iran poses. This positions the U.S. as a crucial mediator in the Middle East landscape. Lastly, the Haifa strike has left 4 people dead, heightening tensions. Trump's threat of severe repercussions to Tehran adds to the volatile atmosphere. The Iranian regime promises a strong response, which could further escalate conflict in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reviews Apple's iPhone 17e, highlighting its affordability with some trade-offs. Despite its strong performance, the smaller screen and single camera are noted downsides. Separately, Mariv reports on the ongoing debate about reopening educational institutions amidst the conflict. The discussions between the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Finance continue to intensify. And finally, Globes highlights that the Israeli company Q-Factor has raised $24 million. This quantum computing firm, led by 4 physicists, is at the forefront of neutral atom science. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.